T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
California Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is telling his fellow Democrats their spending list for 2019 needs to be whittled down. He already took a peek at it, huh?
He did, and it didn't take long for it to surface. This was the opening week of the legislative session, and within the first day, some $40 billion worth of new spending was proposed by Democrats. That's according to a tally done up by the Sacramento Bee. It includes everything from expanding Medi-Cal eligibility to include adults that are living in the country illegally. That's about $3 billion a year, to increase funding for K-12 schools, which could cost $35 billion down the line if you add up all the different years. But, you know, Newsom is coming in. He's been watching Jerry Brown, who's the outgoing governor, for 8 years, and he's picked up a few lessons. And the first one is don't promise what you can't deliver, and be careful about what you start to deliver if you can't continue to keep paying for it down the line. And given California's boom-bust economy, some state lawmakers are actually agreeing with him, saying, you know, we are 8 years into what's usually a six-year cycle. We're 2 years over for like a cool-down or a recession. If that hits, and we're spending all this new money, we'll be back up the creek again, cutting the budgets by tens of billions of dollars and making even more people upset.
Phil, what do we know about Gavin Newsom's spending patterns based on his time in San Francisco as mayor?
Tends to be on the cheap side. You know, he was the one that came in with care, not cash, saying that, you know, I want to take a look at where the money's going and how it's being done. He wasn't big on, laying out the money. Neither was Jerry Brown. So I would say what you're going to see him do, though, but he likes programs, and I still think he's got an eye for the White House. So he's going to be looking big, but I think he's going to be spending small. When I went back and forth with him a couple of days ago on it, he said, look, what we're going to do is we're going to make advances, but we're going to do it prudently. In other words, look to see programs get little down payments, little launching fees to say, yes, we're moving in that direction, but holding back on big spending because they know that even like a $3 billion commitment, I was talking with budget chair Phil Ting from San Francisco. He said, you know, even if we like go $3 billion over, we've got a $15 billion reserve, but bam-o, recession hits and that vanishes and you find yourself in the hole.
So it'll be interesting to see if lawmakers follow up and they'll do what he asks.
No, it's going to be very interesting, Patty, because Democrats traditionally, when they come in this with a supermajority and stuff, they say, and they've been bottled up by years, like by Governor Brown, who was a cheapskate, they say it's time to start spending and make up for the social programs. We were hearing that just a couple of years back. It's going to be interesting to see whether they buy the idea of taking keeping that money stashed away and times get rough, or start saying, no, it's time to start, you know, spending. And that could be Gavin's first challenges.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.